it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking? Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Das Hund here.
That was Tony March in the Rockets. Showdown. The champs, Train to Nowhere. Before that, we had the Caps and Octavian. Down in the Galaxies did Sundown, and the Embers opened it up in the Thump. The Hound, WFMU, East Orange. We're here for the next 3 hours. Let's go for the live sound check. Yo, Brooch.
Tess.
Megan.
Hello.
Everybody's mic is working. What's going to go wrong?
Including yours.
Anyway, you know what we're going to do today? We're going to do the same trash we've done every Saturday for the last, how many years? Seven years? Eight years? What's the odds of that?
Practice makes perfect.
No. It's really depressing when I realize that, like, the mayor of New York is running around trying to get a job for that utter idiot, Curtis Sliwa, who can barely speak English. On WNYC, which will be sort of funny to hear him on that station, but you know, we can't get paid to do radio. That guy, he's like he's subverbal. He's a moron. He's an utter idiot.
Really.
But we have like records made by morons, even better. Not only do you get live morons.
Sub-musical, folks.
Yeah, we get
tape morons.
And we get knuckleheads in the news. Of course, we have our hillbilly hangover. A real good hillbilly hangover today. And,
so giddy up, kind of a stupid, on the sides away.
Kind of a stupid vom set. No tickets to give away. And, you know, the usual. We got a lot of good stuff. A lot of stuff I never played before. Let's get on with it. We got this one. I love this. Just played it for the first time last week. Got the idea from Dr. Tom, who played it. The James Quintet. Pause in the kitchen.
Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Now she's out of stalling. If Pa come down to let her in, she hit him in the head with that pistol gin. Got that general on the floor. So I'm going right back to get some more. Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Mars in the kitchen and Mars in the barroom. Drinking her gin and falling.
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Do to me well, when I met you, then I knew that all the other women, Lordy, they was through, cause when I kissed you, I blew my stack, and I'll never give my sisters back, because I'm all in a spin, now like a spin that I'm in, and wee baby, what you do to me? Yeah. got the kind of kisses that I desire when you start showing love and you as hot as fire. But when you cut me loose, you made me cook my goose and you quit before you ever started coming loose. And baby, when you did, you made me flip my head. Ooh, wee baby, what you do to me? You make me weep, you make me talk in my sleep. Ooh, weep, baby, what'd you do to me? 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 Ooh, weep, baby, what'd you do to me?
In the banana boat country, he heard Calypso, where it was born.
You slide this time, yeah? You greasy enough.
Going steady, he cut out with his guy named Eddie. He said, shoe. I got a big bump on the top of my head. She said, well, you're lucky that you are not dead. Okay with me. Stay away, Ruby, stay away from me. Wiggy Ruby. Oh, 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 Wiggy Ruby. Oh, 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 Wiggy Ruby. Ruby, stay away from me.
He's got the whole world rocking.
I will tell them it's suit, my pocket is full of loot. Well, if you deal with me, baby, I ain't gonna turn you loose. I'm cool, gone, collected. Cool, gone, collected. I'm cool, gone, collected. Cool, gone, collected. I'm a real cool cat wearing a black derby hat. I leave home every morning, but half past 10. Coming back until God knows when. Got a real pretty woman sitting on my knee. Half a dozen more waiting for me. I'm cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. Cool, calm, collected. I'm a real cool cat wearing a black derby hat.
In the States.
Down here. WFMU. That was Guitar Gable on the Accello label, Cool, Calm, Collected. Before that, Danny Zella and the Zell Rocks on the Fox label out of Detroit. Wicked Ruby. Lloyd Leiby did Caledonia by request. Rick Carty, Ooh Wee, and James Quintet opened it up and Pause in the Kitchen. We have a media star, by the way.
We do?
Yeah, I finally...
Another?
I finally... Well, actually, we gave... This year's Media Star of the Year Award, we've already sent out the piece of paper to a collective this year.
Well, isn't it really last year's?
Well, it was last year's Media. You're right. It was last year's Media Star of the Year.
First, last fiscal year.
And basically, I didn't really like anybody, but I got to admire. It's kind of like a thing we gave out in spirit this year. I really admire there's that piece, the Liberation Front down in Mexico, the Mayan Indian Uprising, because they had. I mean, for a socialist uprising in this day and age, to do something so incredibly futile without a chance in hell of winning, getting your entire tribe slaughtered, that's the kind of spirit I admire. So, ladies and gentlemen...
A dented brick wall is on its way to you guys.
Can we
vote on
it? Can we salute them at least one time for their great achievements in feudalism and
futility? Dead Achievements and Feudalism.
We have a large...
That's not a good... That's not
can
a good
we have
salute.
A round of crowd noise?
Yeah, I think we need a better salute. Hold on.
On the grid system, that would be... What if we give them the airplane
one,
bombing?
7? There we go.
There you go, guys.
Like no, I got a real good one. A
little patch of dead air. Winging its way to there.
Child crying.
For the Zapatistas. Zapatistas.
Large elevator.
And... I think it's a way, they represent the wave of the future.
Mm. Futility?
The present.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly.
Futility anyway. And feudalism, both. They're making a comeback.
I think we already have sort of a feudalism in place, especially this information highway thing. It's sort of like, I think it can put us right back in the dark ages if nothing but major corporations owns every piece of information and every piece of a
little guild system for you.
Yeah. Anyway, we have things to renounce, right? There's a green door tonight over on Seymour and St. Mark's Place.
So dust off your platform.
I think Howie's still in Japan, though. So Alex Chilton over at Maxwell's tonight. You better call, because that might probably be sold out early.
Alex Chilton and the Chiltones. Sit and spin opening.
I thought Alex Chilton was going to sit and spin while he played. Oh, I was almost excited about
Anything's
that.
Anything's possible.
They were going to sit him on a turntable with the spindle up his butt. And
sit him on his 330 and
play, yeah.
Put a slide in his mouth.
See, Ruben from See Here, he's over. He's playing with Elliot Sharp Wednesday, February the 2nd at 11 p.m. at the CB's Gallery.
I thought it was a dog act and he was playing with Elliot Sharpay.
You're right. I got...
Which is wrinklier.
Simon and the Bar Sinisters. Elliot Sharp is actually rather smooth.
Yeah.
At least the part of him you can see on the street.
He's a gentleman.
Well, maybe they're under the skin and the muscles.
Rodeo Bar. That's Simon and the Bar Sinisters at the Rodeo Bar tonight. That's for free, probably. Roscoe's Gang and Simon Tuesday at Brownies.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. But next week, there's a really great bill next Saturday in Brooklyn. Wild Jimmy Spruill, Larry Dale, and Bob Gaddy.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
They're coming out of the tomb to play for you.
And we even have a caveman in a spaceship today. For this week.
Official Space Afro on, Captain Video.
I dig this guy, Daryl Wright, age 28, of East New York.
Mr. Wright.
Mm. A man the police described as a walking time bomb.
Our favorite kind.
He was arrested Monday for stabbing and critically wounding a pedestrian who had bumped into him in a Midtown sidewalk. Police said...
Tick, tick, tick.
Mr. Wright, who was carrying a rambling love letter to pop singer Janet Jackson...
That definitely makes him Mr. Wright.
You ain't kidding. Later confessed without remorse to three other stabbings, including the assault last week on a 26-year-old bond trader outside the New York Hilton. In each case, he reportedly told the police, it was because the victim had bumped into him and failed to apologize. Mm-hmm. See, I'm into this manners thing, you know?
Yeah, you are.
Manners.
Holding car doors open.
And if we have to spill a little blood...
For bicyclists.
to slam people's heads in. Mm-hmm. He had been walking with his wife. This fella had been walking with his wife and his 12-year-old son at 35th Street and 7th Avenue at 4 p.m. when his assailant plunged a large hunting knife into his chest.
Gotcha!
Wow.
Yeah, hold it. We need a laugh track for that.
A little rougher than an index finger.
I had a big cheer for that.
Look at the large elevator.
Once inside the Midtown Station House, police said Wright detailed his one-man crime spree, including four stabbings and numerous street robberies, mostly in Midtown.
Now, he
robbed
people
rude
in Midtown
also.
Because they were rude? Oops.
Yeah.
Empty minds thinking alike.
I'm trying to, should I answer the question in my left ear or my right ear? I don't know. It doesn't say if he was robbing people because they were rude, but that would be a good reason. Anyway, he said he was a Colin Ferguson type. See, there's already an archetype built up around this.
Who was Colin Ferguson?
He's the guy who was the gunman on the railroad, Long Island Railroad.
The LIRR gunman.
The Whitey Weeder.
Mm-hmm. He was walking around with a very, very big attitude problem. That's what he used to say about me.
Yep.
Anyway, the long missive to the pop princess that he carried included messages to kill everyone and attack on sight.
I like that attitude.
Well, she'd sort of sent him a rambling love video in the first place, in her own way.
Yeah. So that's today's caveman in a spaceship.
Sounds completely normal to me.
Official space afro off, Captain Video.
Now we have something else to announce. This is kind of sad. In Altadena, California, Claude Akins, age 75. Star of B.J. and the Bear, and many other from Here to Eternity and Kane Mutiny, many many films. But
Polygrip commercials.
I can't think of the name.
Rose Tattoo.
Was it Comanche Station?
What was that? His first movie?
No, he was in a Good Bedeker movie.
Oh, a Bud Bedeker movie. That I don't know.
Amoco commercials.
But yeah, he died of.
Until you die, you get it.
A stomach cancer. And as a tribute to Claude Akins, Gary Balaban has something very special planned. This is this coming Thursday. Shield for Murder. He said it's either his first or second movie. It's 1953, stars Edmund O'Brien and Claude Akins. Said it's a really good one. It's at the 612 Bar in Metropolitan Avenue in Williamsburg. You can call 718-599-1087 for more information. 10 p.m., 612 Metropolitan Avenue, Williamsburg. Free Claude Akins movie. This Thursday. Comes to you from courtesy of Gary Balaban.
You know he'll be playing the Claude Akins guy.
Yeah. No question. The actor my mother liked to call that guy with the round head. Claude Akins, that is.
Now she can call him that guy with the decomposing head.
Yeah. Well, let's do Hillbilly Hangover. I got this one queued up. It's called Good Deal Lucille. The great Moon Mulligan. Moon Unit Mulligan, pardon me.
Goodbye, Lucille. Shaboo, another man.
Oh, another man.
Sail them all, Port de Jour, if you can.
If you can.
You're high class, you gotta pay. Your plan. Leave me here, treasure for another man. Paint the town, sorrows drown as how I feel. Oh, oh, good deed, Lucy. All the same,
all the same.
Call the tunes, stack the cards, it's your deal.
Deal, baby.
Ho, ho, good deal, Lucy.
Listening to WEAK Radio, the weak voice of Rainbow Valley, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. The correct Rainbow Valley time is, about 9:35 a.m. and FM.
Your loving hand in mine.
You are a stranger,
and you're a pal of mine. Get up, rounder. Let a working man lay down.
Get up, rounder.
Let a working man lay down.
You are a rounder,
but you're all out and down.
Streetcar. I can see my baby.
He been through the bar. She bowed her head. She waved both hands at me.
She bowed her head.
She waved both hands at me.
I'm prison bound.
I'm longing to be free.
Oh, I'll see you. troubles are like mine. Oh, I'll see you when you haven't got a dime. Weeping like a willow, mourning like a dove. Weeping like a willow, mourning like a dove. There's a girl up the country that I really love. Loving hand in mine. You are a stranger and you're a pal of mine.
Fine, mighty fine. Thank you very much. I always enjoy doing that for all you folks out there. Well, it's sacred time on the show. Like to send this one out this morning to all our sick and shut-in friends. This is the time to show when the boys take off their hats and gather around the microphone for an old-time hymn. One this morning called Angel Band. Goes something like this.
You gotta move. You gotta move.
Mighty fine. Thank you, boys. Mighty fine. Mighty pretty. Yes, sirree. Ah, old clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here for another Saturday morning. Wichita, take us out of here now. Don't forget us each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mike Brown High School. And don't forget to come by and see Bird.
I'm really hurrying 'cause I gotta get it going. I'm really hurrying 'cause I'm waiting.
here next week, same time, same station. Until then, it's the old road hog and the Cadillac Cowboys saying, see you back here next week, same time, same station. Until then, it's the old road hog saying, be good to your neighbor. Drive careful. May the good Lord take a liking to you. Like you to make people like me live and let live.
Myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party. Think of how I used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a myself a party and serve old memories. Give myself a party. Think of how it used to be. Remember all the happiness that we once knew. I'm gonna give myself a party.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Pound here. WFMU East Orange. Don Gibson, gonna give myself a party. Had a great song. What a great record. What a great guy. The Davis Sisters before that, Gotta Get It Going. Brother Claude Ely did You Gotta Move. The Carter Sisters. The whole Carter family. Yeah. Hello, Stranger. And Moon Mullican opened up with Good Deal Lucille. And it was. Yeah. Yeah. The Alex Chilton show at Maxwell's is sold out, so you're going to have to muscle your way in. Bring a gun. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about? We were talking about Don Gibson?
We were talking about Chet Atkins, but oh. It's the kind of anecdote I can't really repeat on the radio without sounding even more infantile than usual, because you can't use grown-up words for bodily functions on the radio, at least not in this country.
Oh, okay. By the way, that... Nobody really understands the radio psych gag we've been doing lately.
There's so much we don't understood.
See.
Yes.
See, we have this new character, Megan, which is actually Bruce's, the ventriloquist. He's got this dummy on his lap. And the reason why it's funny when they talk at the same time is... Go ahead, do it.
Well, it's my
Cliff Palette.
Because
he's actually drinking water when he's doing it.
That's why I grew the mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny from my seat, folks, and that's what's important.
You called me a moron yesterday, and today you call me a dummy. Is that progress?
So you're working your way up.
You're working your... Yeah. You're getting better. Shall we do some more news?
Or should Certainly. We
fire away and fall back.
This is kind of a follow-up on something we've done already, but is that we have more details and not a phone number. A pro-gun activist has put a chilling spin on the successful Goods for Guns program, offering felons more than 200 rounds of free ammunition and firearms training in exchange for their sneakers. Quote, this is from Gerald Preisler, the president of the Federation of New York State Rifle and Pistol Clubs.
And weird races.
Is that real?
The chosen footwear of our criminal subculture are sneakers, which facilitates quick getaways after predatory acts.
And sneaking.
Some of these quiet ones.
Not to mention basketball players.
Mm-hmm.
Felons need only to hand over their sneakers and show court papers with a felony arrest or conviction, and Preisler says he will provide $100 worth of live ammo for use in supervised firing and safety training at a range. Police officials said putting a pistol in the hands of a convicted felon is illegal and and called it sheer madness, but Preisler, whose business charges a fee for helping people get police department gun permits, insists there is nothing illegal about his program.
He's also willing to trade hip waders for live bait.
Keep that in mind. Preisler acknowledged his offer is meant to underscore what he calls the failure of the Goods for Guns program, which have brought in more than 2,000 weapons in exchange from everything from sneakers to toys to mattresses to gasoline.
To sneakers.
To sneakers.
And
guns
for sneakers again.
Guns for mattresses? How did I miss that?
Guns for gasoline. That's the one I like. Trading your gun for a nice Molotov cocktail.
How about it?
Sneakers for mattresses.
He argued that most of the guns are scrap metal, not high-tech weapons turned in by drug dealers. I think it's an insult to all law-abiding citizens, he said. I guess it's the quality of the weapons. Anyway, he says he's making his guns for sneakers offer in hopes that felons will be persuaded that legitimate recreational shooting is more rewarding than beating and robbing innocent victims.
No, it's
run,
not.
Doing gun keeps you busy, though.
It's not.
And so Price, slim.
Preisler said teaching felons to shoot better would have socially redeeming qualities. And
I'm
I've said this
that,
myself,
man.
Because more often than not, they shoot each other. Quote, I have no pain nor regret when drug dealers shoot drug dealers or felons shoot felons. I do have regret when they hit an innocent bystander.
That jacketed ammo, man, it just doesn't stop in Sheetrock City.
Mm-hmm. So if this straightens out the marksmanship and they can raise the body count of felon to felon, I think it would be a plus.
It's going to count backwards on the basketball game, though.
Maybe it'll raise, like, the fashion consciousness. You know, they'll start dressing better.
Who?
Felons. They won't have sneakers.
Hey,
they'll have to. They'll have to wear something else other than sneakers.
Let's
loafers.
Well,
dress shoes.
Doc Martens.
What do they call them in Monster? Biscuits.
Biscuits.
Sneakers.
Biscuits. Yeah.
No, biscuits are old men's shoes.
Change
to biscuits. Ammo for biscuits.
Ammo for biscuits.
Yeah.
Did I tell you Claude Akins died?
That one.
Matter of fact, you did.
Hey, man, what about Mickey Mantle? Cave Lush in a space walk-in.
Mix off to the Betty Ford Clinic.
No surprise there.
At age what?
It's a shame he had all those memory lapses like before he wrote his autobiography, which reads like it was dictated by walkie-talkie.
He does have a nice set of gin blossoms on his face.
Mm-hmm.
How old is the Mick?
He will
like
emerge
60.
From the Betty Ford clean, serene, and still bald.
Think?
Well, who knows? They're doing miraculous things.
Move in as a construction program. Worker.
He says he's been fighting the battle for 43 years. He's 62 years old.
Hi-ya!
Hall of Famer.
32
Take
years.
Take that!
I don't know. If he didn't drink, you think he'd still be playing? Hell no.
He wouldn't have that damn restaurant.
Anyway.
If he didn't drink, maybe he wouldn't open up those bowling alleys in the early 60s.
Poor Mikula. They say
Hall of Fame drinker.
They say shooting will soon surpass traffic accidents as the nation's leading cause of death by injury.
Yeah, but they say we're getting the video phone too.
Already holds the top spot in 7 states. Killing is the number one injury-related killer in New York, California, Texas, Louisiana, Maryland, Nevada, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. Gun control activists have seized upon these figures.
Yeah. Get the rest of the country to catch up with us.
Yeah. No, anyway, we got more records.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of records.
Approach the stack.
I like this one. It's on the Cobra label, Magic Sam.
Is that why you're playing it?
Yep. What's the question?
The truth on that one.
What?
WFMU, East Orange. I'm driving for the next 2 hours and 6 minutes. Magic Sam.
Overlapping cover.
Days of talk. baby, I don't care what to do. 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 days in jail, nobody seemed to care. Oh, yeah. Well, I finally got your letter. You did what I wanted you to do. Now you know it won't be long before I'll be home with you. 21 days of torture, 21 nights of fear, 21 days in jail, and nobody seemed to care. Nobody seemed to care. Nobody seemed to care. Nobody seemed to care.
Mr., you're a psycho.
My banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me their requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house, you gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money.
To see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention. He said, you don't qualify, you don't get a dime.
That's when I broke his jaw and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some air folding money.
A lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now, but you rich ain't funny.
Pastor left a sack full of air folded money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, well, he don't get a dime.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money.
Shuffle the cards out, man. 30 more days to go. Lay the air folding on the table. 5, 10, 15. Step that one in there.
This is a hit!
This, that, and such. You know I wanna tell you, baby, you know that you talk too much. You'd better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby. You're gonna hurt yourself. That I wasn't true to you. Now what in the world you gonna do? You better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Put a chain on it.
right. Jim, you better
put a chain on it. Put a chain on it. Chain on it. Put a chain on it.
Put a chain on it, baby, or you're gonna hurt yourself.
Bewildered youth.
This is a hit!
Chicken to the guitar man, and bad, bad, woo, bad, bad guitar.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Hey, Pound here. WFMU East Orange with the Laredos. Big Bad Guitar Man. On the very... Look at the font on that. The dusty disc
Holy
label.
Holy smokes.
Kel font.
Pittsburgh, PA. Fred Mick and the Kingsmen, baby. What do you want me to do? On the Hilltop label out of Ashland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Andre Williams and Geno Parks did Put a Chain on It on the Fortune label. That goes out to the psychic young lady that every time I bring that record, she calls and requests it. Tommy Blake,
for you.
Folding Money. And we opened it up with Magic Sam on the Cobra label, 21 Days in Jail. And I really dug Nick Tosh's reading the other day.
Yeah, that was pretty neat. It was kind of low tech, but
I especially
a lot of people liked in there.
Peter Zaremba giving his seat up for me.
God
was
bless him.
Really nice. Thank
Only
you.
Only Millheiser had been there, he would have given his seat up to me, and we would have had drinks too.
Yeah, but
if only I was in an alternate life, I would have been able to go.
Well, I enjoyed. Nick read the beginning and something from later on in his upcoming novel, Trinities. Like the nice thing about Squid.
And that reference to anal sex that had all of the PC women, like, frown, turn on their heels as one and walk out.
And then there was a pro-fur poem. That was very nice.
F-U-R.
Manitoba didn't do so good on the PA system.
That was kind of unique.
Yeah,
I mean, like when he just sort of had to hold it up with his shoulder for a while.
110 paid, 12 heard.
I was not one of them.
Yeah.
Nor
I had a lovely
I.
time in the front with the Grey Boss until they got steamed and left, and that was about it.
Oh, well. But Nick was fabulous, and he's so charismatic.
Mr. Nicky.
Mr. Nicky, our boy. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention this. Roscoe and P. Michael Keane, a.k.a. the Boy Brothers, do hold down the bar at the St. Mark's Bar and Grill every Sunday happy hour. This week might be a little late if the Super Bowl runs over, but, you know, they're there from, like, 7 to 9 playing their Boy Brothers material. It was pretty great. It was nice to see Bob Turner out twice in 1 week, too.
Yeah, no, that was... there you go. That was the pleasanter aspect of the low-tech thing with Tosh's reading.
Let's see. Going back to this renouncement thing, there is a Green Door tonight. Alex Chilton is sold out. Don't bother with that. There's Sko and Simon Tuesday at Brownies, and then Simon is at the Rodeo Bar tonight. Boy Brothers at St. Mark's Bar and Grill tomorrow night. Ruben from See Here is with Elliot Sharp Wednesday at the CB's Gallery. There we go. There's
question mark
there
with
it is.
That.
There you go.
No, it's not. I got this from Harley down in Virginia, Virginia Beach news story here. Police... last Friday, arrested the father of a four-year-old girl after he drove her to a desolate road at midnight and left her as punishment for puncturing her waterbed.
It wasn't actually his daughter. It was a hitchhiker he'd gotten 4 years before.
Doing it again.
Officer Darrell Lazar saw the father start to drive off and stopped him. Lazar later found the girl unharmed in the nearby woods and arrested the father, 25-year-old Diego Vega, a Navy man.
Is that his real name, Navy Man?
Navy Man.
No, it's Diego L. Vega, comma, a Navy man who lives in the 600 block of Mansfield Circle.
It's the way the Navy does
Vega
things.
Vega was charged with felony child endangerment. The child, whose name was being withheld by police, we'll just call her Miss Vega.
Miss Navy Man.
Was extremely frightened. She was very, very scared. The incident was the second time in 4 days that Virginia Beach police have charged an adult with abusing a young girl on Tuesday. That's another abuse story.
And it rambles to conclusion.
Did you see there was a bus driver out in Jersey who left a kid on the side of the road as punishment this week, too?
What, a school bus driver?
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Threw a 12-year-old kid off the bus onto the highway.
What'd he do?
Hope he stopped
kid
first.
The kid wanted to stop and go to the bathroom, so the bus driver said, if you want to stop, you can't get back on. They left him there. Yep. Now his parents have a nice, fat, juicy lawsuit.
And the bus driver's been possessed by Buddy Rich.
Yeah, really.
Can I read?
Oslo. Oh, you can read one, Megan. Go right ahead. Work the laugh track.
And I'll interrupt.
Then we'll do Blues Hangover.
All right. A snowplow killed a homeless man as he slept in a large cardboard box behind a business complex. The driver was unaware of the man as he used his plow Wednesday to scoop up what he thought was an empty cardboard box so he could dump it on a mound of snow and debris. As the plow lifted the box, a man's boots slipped out. Look closer.
That was the first clue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look closer. Found a man's body inside. They believe the plow smashed the man's head.
They just stood there going, what a strange-looking refrigerator.
Among the items found on the man were a cheap watch, 3 cigarettes, 25 cents, and a half-filled bottle of wine.
Which all the drivers got to split amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The name again is Mr.
Plow.
Mr. Plow. That's the name.
That name again is Mr. Plow.
Okay, let's play Blues Hangover. Let's do that. We got time. The second song in, pay very good attention to the second song in. It's Hank Williams' favorite song.
Okay.
Okay?
He told you
right,
himself?
Boss.
No, I read it somewhere, but it sounds likely.
He's
I believe
just making
everything.
It up.
No, I'm not making
jerking
it up.
Jerking our
We're going to kick it off with Elmore James and the Hawaiian Boogie, because I wish I was in Hawaii right now.
Portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard on the Big Bill Collins Show.
On there, dream. On there, a dream. Oh, glory beyond the dark. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, was dark, but the light came at last and flooded my soul with gleam. True that this life is by clouds o'cast, for death is only a dream. Only a dream. Only a dream of glory beyond the dark. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, I've oft times thought during this life, how shall I cross the dark? For Jesus have given me gracious relief, for death is only a dream. Only a dream. Only a dream. All glory beyond the dark scene. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, I've seen through the veil, clear across, to the back of that beautiful string. Well, sing for it bad, for earthly lost, for death is only a dream. Only a dream. Only a dream of glory beyond the dark. How peaceful the slumber, how happy the waking, for death is only a dream. Mother, tell father, I've seen that bright horse that God gave his son to redeem. I know he will faithfully stand at his post, for death is only a dream. Only a dream. Only.
Getting to 62. All shucks, hush your mouth.
Yeah. Get in. Remember the shucks, hush your mouth. That's, well, that's just like you sitting down and you trying to say one thing and somebody else saying something else and you say, look, see, I done got tired now. And she said, you done got tired? Well, what I care about you getting tired and keep on mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bug you a little bit more. You say shucks. Now look, you hush your mouth here.
And try to listen to this.
Hey! Back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange. Lightning Slim there, loving round the clock. Eddie Head and Family did Down on Me. Jimmy Reed, aw shucks, hush your mouth.
The Head Family?
Eddie Head and his family, yeah. The Head Family.
Okay.
Murray Head.
H-E-A-D.
And, the little heads, yeah. H-E-A-D.
Roy Head.
The Guitar Evangelist did Death is a Dream. That was supposedly Hank Williams' favorite song. And we opened up with Elmore James, Hawaiian Boogie.
Elmore.
It's just really cool. There's a multitude of Elmore James boxes out, but the best one is the one that you can only find over at Subterranean. I like the Meteor Flare sides. Those are my favorite. He actually records the same songs over and over again, and all the versions are great, actually. Even the Capricorn one is great, but they're the best one is that one.
Where else but in these magic 3 hours could you get the Shopper's Guide to the Elmore James box sets?
Oh, I'll give you the Shopper's... While we're waiting for Roscoe, I managed to get my hands on both of the Fats Domino boxes, the inadequate one that the Imperial Capital EMI family of labels in America put out, and then I bought the complete Fats Domino, only $130 at J&R, the complete Fats Domino Bear Family box, and that's incredible. You go through the first three CDs, boy, and there's not a bad song on it until you get to the fourth CD.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Boy, Fat Man, he's pretty happening.
He's got a beautiful house. In fact, he has two beautiful houses.
Yeah, Billy was telling me, you guys went, Rick Coleman, who did the liner notes there, took you to his house, huh?
Yes, he did.
Hey, Roscoe.
Yo.
Let me put your music on there. There you go. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah? How'd your gig go with Nils Lofgren Thursday night?
Well, it was pretty much fun over there at the bottom line.
I got so caught up in the computer world thing that I never got out.
It was hi-fi.
The door. Yeah?
It was high fidelity and got kind of crazy. Got into the two-set thing is always fun because anybody who's got a brain knows that they go to the second set, it's always wilder and more fun and everything.
Yeah, that was my plan, but it didn't quite pan out for me in real life, unfortunately.
But Nils had this guy, Andy Newmark, playing with him who's like... He is a pretty great drummer. And,
the guy who played on Diamond Dogs. I can't believe I knew that.
The Newmark of Newmark and Lewis?
Yes, that's him.
He was good. Him and my drummer got in, and Keith really got into it, and it was really fun. So that was cool.
Uh-huh. And you got a few gigs this week, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've been so busy, and... I haven't flipped the page on my calendar in a while. I guess I do. I got Brownies on Tuesday.
And Sunday at the Boy Brothers.
Right,
is this
Sunday.
Like
the post game?
Well, I think it's going to be an anti Super Bowl performance.
So you're not going to push your starting time back for the Super Bowl?
No, actually, it's just going to be sort of a gathering of the anti.
Good.
I mean, the Super Bowl is kind of a non this year. And the hype is also pretty extreme. So,
I hate the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is the worst football game of the year, usually.
I hate Dallas.
It's like the World Series. It doesn't take place on Earth.
Yeah. I mean, that Dallas-Giants game was pretty good. After that, the whole season's pretty been, kind of a letdown.
Anyway, what's the vibe today?
I don't know. I'm out of Coyote huffing paint and fumes and
good
everything.
Vibe? Huffing paint? You high?
You using a rag?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
But, so it's kind of a linseed oil shellac compressor sprayer world going on out here.
That's shellac, Jack.
Yeah, man.
So you got that. You're playing at Brownies Tuesday. Are there any more gigs that we don't know about here?
I don't know. Simon is on the gig on Tuesday.
Oh, I know. He called.
Is he playing first?
No.
He's playing second?
Yeah. So I always go first at Brownies. I like to be done with it.
Is it alphabetical order?
Probably.
Could be. Yeah. Could be.
Height order.
Yeah.
Reverse height order.
What's up with you guys? Is there any fun on the plate for this evening?
Fun. Not for me. I'm kind of I'm in my seasonal winter
depression?
Hibernation.
Did you get the computer?
No, I didn't get it yet, but I got, it's getting more complicated by the minute. I sort of got parts, parts of it.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool. The whole thing is pretty happening. It just needs a lot of other stuff.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm getting this power book. I need a docking station for it and, a printer, the hardware. So everything's coming piece by piece. It's getting there.
A docking station?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's like the Starship Enterprise. The thing only weighs four and a half pounds.
Starship Enterprise, I'll bet, weighs more.
So I can use it as a weapon.
I'm sure there's some listener that can call us up and tell us how much it weighs.
So you have to get, a battery pack and everything?
No, the battery pack does come with it. But
or a 20-shot clip?
It's so small it doesn't have a... you don't want to know about all this.
Okay.
Believe me. It's not even interesting.
That heavy, huh? Cool strings.
Exactly, yeah.
So there is no fun to tell people about?
Well, there's Alex Chilton. That's sold out. Bruce, what are you doing tonight? You're going to see Alex Chilton?
I'm going to see Alex Chilton.
Bruce is going to see Alex Chilton. Megan's going to a party. You going to see Alex Chilton, too?
Yeah, I think I'll
Everybody's going to see Alex Chilton except me.
Well, hopefully he'll do that. The one time I saw him be good, he did that thing where he played a whole song standing on one foot.
Just like Ian Anderson.
with some $10 guitar he just bought. Yo, there was quite a few Hound Show fans at the Bottom Line gig.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and a couple guys who said they had partaken some smokables with me at the last Hangover Hop were really kind of wondering when the next Hangover Hop was.
Oh.
And I was telling them that we, you know, we might need a change of venue because it's just gotten to be so large and explosive.
We need a better bigger place for sure.
Someplace with a pool.
That would be cool.
Have a Hangover Hop pool party.
I think
Hangover Hop.
Well, I
gang
told these
baptism.
Guys, I sort of like, you know, overstepped my authority, but I told them that I thought maybe a spring one would be a good one to,
that'd be good.
To shoot for.
What you do is you start it in an empty pool, and then you slowly fill the pool throughout the
there you go. we'll do one of these days.
Yeah. Well.
So Albert didn't make you punch out for this, did he?
What?
Did he
no,
make
no, no. No, I'm kind of doing the consultant vibe, you know.
Okay, that's cool.
So, and it's Saturday too. That's a different scale, also.
That's true. What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. I might watch bad TV. I don't know. I really have no idea.
What's in the fridge?
Let's see. I ate the Chinese leftovers last night. Some fresh pasta and some pesto.
Very good.
And still one bottle of champagne from New Year's that never got done since, you know, there was the stupid gig and everything.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's something to do. That'll make bad TV better.
Yeah.
Champagne.
That might be the thing to do. Get rid of it.
Yeah. Or bring it to the gig Tuesday.
Yeah. I don't know. I like to finish things, so I cross it off my list.
But you can always just break it against a new battleship.
Yeah, with that, I think I'll get this off my list.
Whoops.
Aloha to you guys.
Aloha.
And, we'll catch you later.
Okay, Roscoe.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Roscoe, he'll be playing, let's see, Tuesday at Brownies with Roscoe's gang, and Sunday at the Boyd Brothers at the St. Mark's Bar and Grill, happy hour, 7 o'clock. You can get 2 giant pints of beer for $4.
Mm-hmm.
I got smashed.
One for each distinct personality.
Yeah.
So let's get the vibe music out of there.
Okay.
So we're on to the VOM set.
We have arrived.
And, you know,
what sort of VOM is it? This
well,
week?
It's kind of a stupid one, like always. I got a set of Kinks bookends from the Face to Face album. Because we've all been listening to the Kinks
record.
All winter. And Dave the Spaz played a song from Face to Face. You can't get it on CD. The record's impossible to find.
Tell me about
so if everybody in FMU plays a couple of different songs from Face to Face, a very astute listener with a tape deck can piece the whole album together if they
there
want. Right. So we got some Kinks bookends in the middle. We got a Stones request, a Yardbirds request, and
Teabag,
and a short but bearable tribute to Joe Meek because it's the something anniversary of Joe Meek's death on Tuesday, I believe.
Well, you know what? The anniversary of Joe Meek's 60, death 60, means 60, one other thing.
Right.
The anniversary of
Buddy
Joe
Holly.
Meek's landlord's death.
Right.
Because he killed her first.
Right. Joe Meek's landlord, Buddy Holly.
And some other
Ballins,
guy. Oh, yeah, Buddy
Holly. Big bopper.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so it's a teabag bomb. I'm all for this.
It's all Brits.
Big
okay.
Compressors, folks.
Yep. The Kinks with, which one is it? Oh, this is Little Miss Queen of Darkness.
Yay.
Well, I met her accidentally in a little discotheque. And she acted oh so friendly to every fella that she met. And her hair was hanging down like a bright and silken sheen. Little Miss Queen of Darkness, dancing night and day. Curly false eyelashes were not much of a disguise, and her bright and golden hair was not all that it might seem. Little Miss Queen of Darkness dances sadly on. Yes, Little Miss Queen of Darkness dancing on.
little machine of darkness might as well die. Little Miss Queen of Darkness.
Wake up in the morning, there's a snap around the place. Wake up in the morning, there's a crackle in your face. Wake up in the morning, there's a pop that really says, Christ, this is for you, and you, and you. For on the milk to listen to the snap that says it's nice. For on the milk to listen to the crackle of that rice. Get up in the morning to the pop that says it's rice. Hear them talking crisp, Rice Krispies.
Ugh, well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
This supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth. Stay tuned for immediate developments.
New Orleans is the home of the blues.
switch you back upstairs to your favorite disc jockey.
Well, hi again, everybody. How are you? This is Elwood. Back again on station WEIRD. We're Mars, the number one music planet in the universe, with sounds all requestfully for you. Coming up a little bit later on, one of the greatest records of Mars time. And now, we've had thousands of requests from Earthlings asking what a Mars disc jockey looks like.
That was the Kinks solving the musical conundrum, Rosie, won't you please come home?
Yeah, before that we had the Yardbirds, Psycho Daisies, the Blue Men, which is some sort of weird Joe Meek solo project.
As Orbit, opposed to those normal Joe Meek.
Orbit Around the Moon. Yes. And February 3rd is, the, let's see, 1968 he died?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, how many years is that? 21 years since he died. And with Stones by request, Snap, Crackle, Pop, the Kinks opened it up from the same LP, Little Miss Queen of Darkness. Face to Face, absolute classic Kinks album.
Yeah,
you can't
true.
Get it anywhere.
It's like there's sort of a three-piece on that. There's Controversy, Face to Face, and my personal favorite, Something Else.
And they made pretty solid rec albums all the way through.
Till they stopped.
All the way through Something Else, and then they started going downhill.
Man, it's a fine shame. I think Shel Talmy's departure probably might have had something to do with it.
No, they still come up with a good song every now and again. I like Come Dancing.
It's
really not a bad tune. Mm-hmm. I mean, considering that the Who haven't come up with a listenable record since 1967.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
The Stones
Uh-oh.
Haven't come
Dueling
up with a
bad Who songs.
Yeah,
Stones
haven't come up with a good record in how long?
Stones had a good one almost less than 15 years ago. Start me up straight.
Yeah, there you go.
Better than the Who's
less
doing
than
that.
15 years ago. Well,
so who wins?
Oh, you see that?
We don't.
You see
don't lose.
Roger Daltrey sings Townshend at where was he playing? Somewhere in the city.
Neither nor.
I wasn't
what a
there.
Pathetic little geek he
an
is.
Middle ages matinee. Yeah, teabag, folks, but just make sure it's before like Hendrix.
Yeah.
Pre-cream teabag. That's the way to go for the late winner.
Anyway. This is in Oslo, Norway, where Bruce had all kinds of fun last year. A man accused of drunk driving got his case thrown out of court after the judge ruled that the vehicle in question, an electric wheelchair, was too slow to be a hazard. Now listen to this. This is ridiculous.
The way he knocks him away, it's like he's got a wooden leg.
Not much of a cop. I hate cops anyway, but I mean, this. What kind of idiot cop would bug this guy?
Aurora
Carlson left the bar last June after drinking six beers in his wheelchair with a top speed of 4 miles an hour. He zipped past some police officers, then returned to ask if he was allowed to operate his wheelchair since he'd been drinking, so they arrested him.
He couldn't walk that straight line, so they took him in.
Yeah.
Come on, walk it. No, I can't. I got something from the science desk.
Okay.
From the kids, try this at home. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. A man trying to thwart burglars booby-trapped a compact disc player that later blew up, burning a teenager's face.
How can you tell with a teenager?
Kids, gang.
The powder pack CD player exploded on December 26th, 3 days after it was stolen. The kid who got his face blown up, though, had received it as a Christmas present from his mom, who had bought it for $30 on the street.
Well, I think says I love you like exploding stolen goods.
Yeah.
I think they're all
going
to be trapped.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, Yop did a nice job on the news this week.
Yeah, thanks, Yop.
New York, if there's any... Dog swallows knife, lives to wag about it. This is sort of written in that bad AP language, but
smug speak.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't tell you. Okay. come back to it. A border collie swallowed a large chunk of Devil Foods cake and the 8-inch knife.
Yum. Mm.
And this is while the family named the Fuchses were playing bridge. Anyway, their dog Apple hopped onto the table, helped herself to a piece of cake,
and hemorrhaged for all everyone's amusement.
No, she didn't actually. They rushed her to Apple Hospital, where the X-rays revealed a knife in her belly. It's really funny now, but I thought she was going to explode. They thought she was going to die.
If she swallowed a lit candle.
Anyway, pulling the knife out was kind of scary, said the surgeon Elaine Kaplan.
It's nice when surgeons use terms like scary.
It's just amazing
that
the knife...
scary!
It was just amazing that the knife didn't slice through her esophagus, she said. The 33-pound black and white dog survived because she swallowed the 4-inch blade handle first instead of the 8-inch blade first.
So dog listeners, take note. Always handle first.
And knife swallowers, take note.
Anyway, she said She said it wasn't the weirdest thing that ever happened. A beagle survived a similar feat 10 years ago, and once I pulled a whole blanket out of a Doberman. She didn't mention it was knotted and stuck up the poor critter's butt. But
the Chinese handkerchief trick.
Yes. Well, kids, let's play some more records.
Okay, Dad.
Irwin Rucker here. Done the slop. Done the slop, slop, slop.
Up twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
I pretend I don't hear that there is a need. It's got a strange reservation for my quicksand on me. By you, by you, by you, by you. Well, like a soldier woman that won't let me be, say come back to the bayou again with me. Bayou, 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 bayou.
I see you've never met Fats Domino.
Can it go in there higher? chest. Your love is like a blue bar.
As modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
If you got a little mama and you wanna keep on it, you could take her to the top and she will finish because she's a
eccentricities had been accepted.
Back in the jungle.
What are they blasting, Guns N' Roses in the other room?
No.
You're in the jungle, baby!
Yeah.
God, I hate that band.
Anyway, that was Outlaw Johnny. They're better than Guns N' Roses. I got it made in the shade.
He
The Chalets did, this is a great song title, Fat, Fat, Fat Mama Mia. They censored out the word liquor store on that particular version. Don Ellis and the Royal Dukes did Blue Fire. Fats Domino did 44, which is his waistline, I believe. Tommy Jim Beam and his Four Fifths by request, Bayou. And Erwin Rucker opened it up with Dun Dun the Slop.
That's a set of extraordinary titles there.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's how we chose them. Anyway, Seoul, Korea. A man died after being found with his penis cut off, groaning in front of a motel in the provincial South Korean city, police said yesterday.
And ducks were fed.
The Chosun Ilbo newspaper said it appeared to be the Bobbitt syndrome had come to Korea.
Bobbitt syndrome? I had a touch of that in my teenage years.
Warned it could be the dawn of an age of reckoning in this male-dominated society.
Bobbitt
Doctor
syndrome?
Said Leo Chu Palm, age 42, could have died from blood loss, but it was possible he died from exposure during the winter night.
Yeah, no penis. How could he die of exposure?
No. Enclosure.
Could be expressed.
The penis had gone indoors to seek warmth.
Harlow, England. Four men armed with a handgun held up a hospital shop yesterday.
Each held a part of it, do you think?
Threatening the... yeah, just like a
they
Tennessee
put it on a
Ernie
stick,
and the
and
Everly
like...
Brothers on the same guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they threatened the staff and fled with their loot, teddy bears and chocolate. Police searched the grounds around Princess Alexandra Hospital, but the thieves had escaped. The gang struck shortly before 5 p.m. No money was taken. They grabbed teddy bears and chocolate and ran off.
Ooh. Again, folks, that's teddy bears and chocolate.
Be on the lookout with any suspicious people with teddy bears and chocolate.
Anybody on date or molesting children.
Mm-hmm. San Antonio, a doctor who performed an autopsy at the county morgue, remained free on $5,000 bond when he was charged with swiping $53 off of a corpse.
Something's wrong with that?
Theft from a corpse is third-degree felony punishable by up to 10 years in jail. But who do they get to testify against you?
Well, the guy sewed the corpse's finger into, like, the OK symbol, so I think he's going to say that was the...
Yeah.
It was all right with him.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
There's got to be more.
You don't want me to take your money? Say
something. Say something. Really, he didn't complain.
Mm-hmm. Didn't say no.
Here's an interesting little think piece here from the legendary site. Who sent this in? John Marks sent this in.
Sorry.
Cub reporter John Marks. Like a legendary... this guy, Anatoly Kashprovsky.
The shaving cream, Adam.
He won a seat in the Russian parliament. Anyway, he's sort of a mystical... he's a faith healer, and he's trying to get control of the parliament there in Russia. They're in big trouble. They're going to end up like us. Everything owned by a couple of idiots. What's so funny?
Nothing.
Me?
Nothing.
I can't make heads or tails out of any of these stories.
You're doing
it's
a great
not
job,
even
man.
Worth it.
We're no help.
I'm still trying to figure out what he did to win the seat.
He won a seat in Congress.
Old bones.
What do they got? They got a parliament over there, right?
Yeah.
So he's a faith
filter.
Healer. I can't pronounce his name. That's a problem.
He just
read the
public's mind and decided.
Kashprovsky won a seat in the new Russian parliament in the bloc of ultra nationalist. You know, Vladimir Zhirovsky. Anyway, they're making all these analogies to Rasputin in this article, but they keep cutting them back and forth, so I can't figure out when they're talking about Kashprovsky and when they're talking about Rasputin.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to like figure this out.
I hope his wife knows the difference.
Something about him being poisoned and stabbed and thrown in the river.
And
I would
like
say that.
Nintendo.
I would say that would be Rasputin.
No, he's trying to get. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
That was a think piece.
There's nothing to renounce.
Yes, there is.
I'll tell you later what there is to renounce. Let's... I got one queued up here. Now, speaking of think pieces, we've got Arch Hole Jr. on this turntable.
All right.
There you go.
Think about his hairline.
Amanda knows the truth about the music business.
Close his eyes, Archie.
A poor but cat named Gonga Joe got a crazy fat down in Borneo. From his little black feet to his fuzzy duck tail, he's a Gonga cat with a jungle quail. Pom 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 pom. Little black mini, her hair on a bone, moving in a corner rocking all of them. Is that Joe my steady date for an itty bitsy pygmy he can navigate? Bum poop bum bee bum poop bum bum.
jungle rock. Babbles laughing in a treetop stall, drinking and a grinning and a having a ball. Bum bum bee, bum 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 bum. Funny little monkey swinging into the crowd, jiggling and a wriggling and a yelling out loud. Tiger comes a dancing and a prancing by, drinking nappy juices makes a tiger cry. Bum 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 bum. Tiger Joe and Minnie go at it all alone. Pygmy cats are drumming on a white leg bone. Jungle Moon is jumping, the lions roar. For Conga Joe and Minnie to do it just once more. Bum 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 bum.
Love pure and passionate and pagan.
Clicking, it's the way I'm gonna dig.
Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Bring it in, paint it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away. Well, I can see me now in my long Cadillac. Hinges in the middle, spare wheel on the back. Don't you know it'd be hard to stop when I find that
that big uranium rock.
Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll. Break it in, bail it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away. Yes, that's me in my long Cadillac. Heading down the road and I ain't coming back. Ain't no red light gonna make me stop. When I find that big uranium rock.
Money, money, honey, the kind you fold. Money, money, honey, rock and roll.
Break it in, bail it up like hay. Have a rocking good time and throw it all away.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
I wonder if Sagara's tonight. I wonder if the moon is on the rise. Well, all of love is tonight. And I wonder if she's playing the game. I wonder.
And hot rodders, they're all alive to the jive.
Well, I wake up every morning with a beat in my feet. Tear off the covers and I rip up the sheets. I make it to the kitchen and I turn on some jam. Cause all we want to listen to is Jam with Sam singing. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 ah. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, doo, ah. Everybody's rocking as they do the pop. Cause all the chicks are waiting for the record hot thing. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 ah. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 ah. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 ah. Only pop a doo, pop a doo, 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 ah. We'll be right back. music, I can tell you that. So don't be foul, baby, come on in. Cause all the cats are rocking to the living and singing. Only pop the doo pop the doo 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 wop.
In the emotional life of the immature.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Town here. Don and Dewey there. Mammer Jammer. We heard the Deltones on the VJ label, Early Morning Rock. The Falcons Did I Wonder was recorded at the Fortune Studios.
As opposed to Hotel California, which was recorded for a fortune.
Right.
Clear.
Did work.
Warren Smith, Uranium Rock.
So does Sister Ray.
Amos Milburn, I Done It. And Arch Hole Jr. opened up Conga Joe. We got to help this guy, Bruce. We got
to
do something.
What seems
this guy calls up just now. He calls up. He said he's got a band playing at his wedding. He doesn't even, I don't guess he doesn't know the band.
Mm-hmm.
He must be getting married for money. That's all I could think of. But he wants him to play. He wants these guys to play some rhythm and blues songs, but the guy in the band said, well, give me some titles. So he's got a couple of songs that they would know.
Uh-huh. Oh, dear.
Right. So I said like Bo Diddley, like Johnny Be Good.
Shy and Tony Tone.
Well, no.
Oh,
I think
no,
he's more
I'm
like... It's got to be
Billboard calls it rhythm and blues.
Honky Tonk, Work With Me Annie. Come with some titles for this poor guy. He's getting married.
Louie. I don't know.
Louie. Just have him play Louie for a half an hour. Everyone will love it. What did the A-Bones do when they played a wedding? They played the Hokey, White Light, White Heat, Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, we combined, knowing that it was a partially Slavic wedding, we combined the Hokey Pokey with White Light, White Heat. Also knowing that it was a partially junkie wedding. I'm just kidding, the junkie part.
You're serious about the wedding
part?
We were actually asked to play the Tarantella, and the Alley Cat, both of which we slaughtered.
Together.
And then Dennis Dykin came along and saved the day by completely rocking out.
Have him play Tallahassee Lassie and a lot of Jimmy Reed songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll know those.
And the Hokey Pokey.
Tell him to play a lot of blues shuffles.
Yeah. Well, what's wrong with the Hokey Pokey?
Not a goddamn
it's fun.
Thing.
I love the Hokey Pokey.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, renouncements. One last time. There's a green door tonight at somewhere in St. Mark's Place. What's the address there?
5.
Something like that.
5 doors down from
Alex Chilton is sold out. But you can go as Bruce's date. No. Alex Chilton is completely sold out, so don't bother. Ruben from See Here with the Elliot Sharp Wednesday at CBGB's Gallery. Roscoe with the Boy Brothers at St. Mark's Bar and Grill for happy hour tomorrow night. And then at Roscoe's with Roscoe's Gang at Brownie's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at the Rodeo Bar tonight and with Roscoe at Brownie's Tuesday. Roscoe plays early. He plays like 9 o'clock on Tuesdays.
I hope nobody out there is running out of ink.
That's our announcements. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Well, we're running out of time. We've got a half an hour left. Shall we?
We're running out of wit.
Should we proceed to rock? We ran out
might
of lap.
As well.
We ran out of lap before we got out of the car. All right. We got
there was
wit up
in
here.
The car?
We got a set of requests to get out of the way. I said we ran out of that before
I know,
we got out of the car.
I know.
Wit.
You guys are on your
I
own
know. I
one.
Heard that.
I'm going to run over somebody named Wit on the way home.
Oh,
Ivory good. Lee Jackson. 2, 3. Ivory.
A coffee and a cigarette. Well, one cup of coffee and a cigarette. I'm waiting on the one I want to love and pet. It seems like a year since I seen her face. Her sweet lips, I can't wait to taste. I'm waiting on my baby and she ain't here yet. One cup of coffee and a cigarette.
Down. young blood runs hot with unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
He wants a cold beer. Very
story of the kids who turned the big town into a rhythmic uproar.
Concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
Rising for, shining so from hell. We're gonna
On the left stands Richie Valens, a young boy, just 17, just beginning to realize and explore all his teenage dreams. Why did God call him, oh, so far away? Maybe to help some boy or girl who might have gone astray. With his star shining through the dark and lonely night, to light the path and show the way that's right.
Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
On the right stands Buddy Holly, with a shy grin on his face. Funny how you always seem to notice that one little curl out of place. Not many people really knew Buddy or understood how he felt. And just a song from his lips would make the coldest heart melt. Buddy's singing for God now and his chorus in the sky. Buddy Holly will always remember you with tears in our eyes.
Gee, we're gonna miss you. Everybody sends their love.
In the middle stands a stout man. The Big Bopper is his name. Now God has called him, perhaps to new fortune and fame. He wore a big Stetson hat and sort of rambled up to the mic. And how can we ever forget those wonderful words, "You know what I like."
Look up in the sky.
That's right, that's us, Personality Plus.
Today's youth on a rampage, filled with all the longings and hungers that will not be denied. What?
Well, I got a girl with her heart and dreams of being a man, oh man, surely can. I say she don't care just how she looks when we dance with the girl, oh, you can rock and cheese.
Back in the jungle.
That was a rather lengthy set, the kind I like.
Anyway, that was Nathaniel Meyer and his fabulous Twilights with I Had a Dream.
Then I woke up.
Dennis Puckett did Rockin' Teens. Porgy and the Monarchs did Stay. Ruby Wright with a very scratchy, but it was only a quarter at the flea market version of Three Stars.
It's because it's on a wax cylinder.
Mm-hmm. Billy Stewart and Bo Diddley did Billy's Blues Part 2. Menster Phipps and the Phipsters, Papa Wants a Cold Beer. Smiley Lewis did Down the Road. The Embers, I Walked All Night. The El Capris did Ivy League. Glenn Glenn, One End in the Beginning, Two Ends at the End. One cup of coffee and a cigarette. So Ivy Lee Jackson did Country Boy. Well, Brooch, thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much.
As always, nice having you. Megan,
yes.
Nice to see you, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank Brian and Renica and Yap, who helped out on the news and
God bless
transportation. And if the good Lord's will and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week.
That's
Wild Girls up next. Let's take it out of here with one more from Fats.
Goodbye, Fat Man.
One of the 80 good ones.
Goodbye. You can go, I don't want you no more. Goodbye. You can go, I don't want you no more. You don't mean me no good. So it's best for me to let you go.